Yeah.
Marshal McGee.
Yeah.
I thought I had something important to say to you, sir. You're going to have your first big television press conference tomorrow, and some of my colleagues are going to try to yank you right in the back. I don't think you know that already, but I had what I thought was a hell of a good idea. If you were to start the press, you probably have some statement to make. But if you would start the press conference by some short disquisition on the fact that the President of the United States has so damn much information given him, and that the whole security of the United States and the free world hangs upon the information that he has, that whereas you were different as majority leader or even as vice president, that in this context, the press must know, and the people must know, that you've got to speak carefully and with great judiciousness, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that this might... you're an old pro. I don't have to tell you or even suggest to you how you hold a press conference, but these bastards that have been gigging you for this kind of a press conference, a great many of them just want to be on TV. And in this context, of all the things you know that affect the security of every person in the United States, is simply said at the outset, sir, this might be awful to them to think. And so I thought, sir,
that sounds good. That sounds good.
Say that.
Sounds good, and I appreciate it very much. I got a friend of yours here who wants to say hi to you.
Mr. Mike Neal?
Yes, sir.
This is Juan Canale.
Hey, boy, I'm glad to talk to you. Because I want to tell you, I didn't want to be so cold as to send you an invitation to gridiron on a highly engraved paper. But I wanted to be damn personal about it.
You sent me one, and I'm grateful to you. And
Are you coming?
I've been gone. I don't know whether I can make it or not. I'm coming. I've got to get back and check my schedule, which I'll do Monday, and I'll let you know immediately.
Well, I wanted you to know, John, that this wasn't just a cold thing.
Marshal, I appreciate it. I would love to come, and I will come if I can possibly do it.
Good. And you tell the president that he should come too.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, my boy.
All right, Marshal. How you feeling?
I'm fine. You all right?
Yes, sir.
Well, how about that hand?
It's going to be fine, I think.
Well, I got a new bride, and I want you to make her a citizen of Texas.
I'll do it.
And by God, you can't do it till you can write.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, Marshal.
Bye-bye. Bye.